The 11th Hour by Jack Goldstein.
Jules and Jim were born the same day in the same town. Jim was born first, Jules arrived 2 minutes later. Jules and Jim soon became best friends. They liked the same things and they played the same games. But Jim always took the lead. He was faster and stronger than Jules. Jules looked up to Jim and Jim looked out for Jules. Everyone agreed Jules and Jim were an odd pair.
Before long, it was time for the Canadian attack. The soldiers knew running toward the enemy trenches was madness, but they had to follow orders. The attacks often ended in failure, and the soldiers who were still alive stumbled back to their trenches. They would hide there until the next attack, and then it would start all over again, over the top and back, over the top and back. Life in trenches was difficult, except for a few rare moments. The soldiers always had wet feet, they were covered with lice, and the trenches were full of rats. Jules became very good at catching them. The soldiers started to look like cavemen. Sometimes they took German prisoners, and to Jules and Jim's surprise, the demons seemed like monsters. They were kind of pitiful. Deep down, Jules and Jim envied the prisoners a bit, because for them, the war was over. But for the two friends, the slaughter continued with weapons that were more and more terrible. Fighter planes, poison gas, tanks. The war was like a huge cauldron that kept devouring men. As the war dragged on, life away from the front lines became more and more difficult. Women had replaced men in many jobs, including at munitions factories, which were open around the clock. Handling the explosives turned her skin yellow. At the front, Jim was always first to attack. Jules always followed 2 minutes behind, which was why Jim was decorated, while Jules got stuck doing chores. But in spite of his medals, Jim was afraid too. Sometimes at night, the two friends hugged each other. Sometimes they even cried as they talked about going home. The war lasted a long time. The soldiers on both sides were exhausted. And back in Germany, hungry citizens were protesting against the war. Germany decided to stop fighting. In November 11, 1918, at 5 o'clock in the morning, the leaders of the Allies met the German leaders in a clearing near the front.
The fighting was supposed to stop right away, but they decided to wait until 11 o'clock to start the ceasefire to give time for word to spread to the troops. That meant the fight would end at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. But meanwhile, on the battlefields, even though the armistice had been signed hours earlier, the fighting continued as if nothing had changed. Shortly before the ceasefire was set to begin, Jim and Jules were ordered to attack. As always, Jim went over the top first. Jules followed just in time to see Jim shot. It was 10:58, 2 minutes before the war ended. Jules did everything he could to save Jim, but his friend died in his arms. It was the end of the war, and it was the end for Jim. Jules came home without his friend. He found it hard to live a normal life again. He couldn't stop thinking about Jim. Returning to Switzerland, life was not easy. Jules tried all kinds of different jobs. In the end, he became a watchmaker. Jules' watches had one odd thing in common. They all ran 2 minutes slow. The end. Audio recording by Alicia and Raya, 8T.
They left for Europe. Jules showed up 2 minutes late. When they finally arrived in France, after more training in England, the Canadian soldiers received a jubilant welcome. They left for the front lines right away. Jules and Jim imagined war to be full of epic battles and glorious charges. They were surprised to find muddy trenches surrounded by barbed wires instead. They saw action almost immediately. Huge shells fell like rain for hours. Then after a lull, the Germans attacked on foot, but the Canadian soldiers pushed them back with machine guns. Then the Canadians began shelling the Germans,